This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reached Srinagar this morning to review the situation in the wake of the Pahalgam attack earlier this week. General Dwivedi is likely to visit the attack site at Baisaran Forest Village in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. Sources said the Army Chief is being briefed by Army's General Office commanding of Srinagar-based 15 Corps on the security situation and actions being taken against terrorists. He was also briefed about the ceasefire violations by the Pakistani army along the line of control. Ceasefire violations have been reported from multiple points in the Naugam area along the line of control in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. Similar violations have also been reported from the Rajouri and Poonch areas in the Jammu region. Sources said small arms were used by the Pakistani army to fire at several locations along the line of control, to which the Indian army responded effectively. There are no reports of casualties till now. Further details are awaited. In Jammu and Kashmir, the cordon laid by joint forces of the army and Jammu and Kashmir police have been further widened and tightened in the Bazipura-Kulnar forest area following the pre-dawn exchange of heavy gunfire in North Kashmir's Bandipura district today. Earlier, a gunfight broke out between terrorists and security forces after a cordon and search operation was launched based on specific intelligence inputs regarding the presence of terrorists in the dense forest area. According to police sources, as the joint team of the police and army approached the suspected location, the hiding terrorists opened fire, triggering a fierce exchange of gunfire. So far, there have been no reports of any casualty or injury on either side. The operation is underway. Several markets in the national capital, Delhi, are closed today as traders have called for a bandh to protest the terror attack in Pahalgam. A sympathy march is being held from Chandni Chowk to Red Fort. The Secretary General of the Confederation of All India Traders and Delhi BJP MP Praveen Khandelwal said more than 900 shops are completely closed.
पहलगाम में जिस प्रकार से निर्मम की गई आतंकियों द्वारा आज उसके विरोध में दिल्ली के 8 लाख से अधिक व्यापारी और 900 से अधिक बाजार पूरी तरीके से बंद हैं और कड़ी से कड़ी सजा उन लोगों को मिलनी चाहिए क्योंकि जो उन्होंने किया वो क्षमा के लायक नहीं है.
President Draupadi Murmu departed for Vatican City this morning to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu will be on a two-day visit to the Vatican City. She is accompanied by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian, and Deputy Speaker of Goa Legislative Assembly Joshua D'Souza. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar reached Tamil Nadu today to inaugurate the two-day conference of Vice Chancellors of State, Central and Private Colleges and Universities. He will visit the Muthinamoda Toda Temple in the evening, he is also scheduled to visit the Mudumalai Tiger Reserve and Elephant Camp. The Vice President will attend the Agriculture Conference at the Tamil Nadu Agricultural University on Sunday at Coimbatore before leaving for Delhi. UK MP Bob Blackmun has expressed strong support for any actions India takes to pursue the terrorists and their supporters responsible for the attack in Pahalgam. He was speaking at a solemn commemorative ceremony organised by the High Commission of India in London, held in memory of the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack and in solidarity with the spirit of India. Mr. Blackmun expressed hope that all political parties in the UK will stand united with the Indian government in backing any necessary actions, including military measures to eliminate terrorist bases located across the line of control between India and Pakistan. US President Donald Trump has expressed dissatisfaction with the recent Russian missile strikes on Kiev, which resulted in at least 12 deaths and 90 injuries. Trump called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to halt the attacks, although he refrained from outlining any immediate additional measures against Russia. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad in Chennai at 7:30 this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.